Hello.
As always, we will give everybody a couple minutes to finish logging in. Okay, I think we will go ahead and get started. As an announcement, if you probably have seen this in Slack, if you're in Slack, but there is a user acceptance test for item reorder in inventory. Ryan is the one who put this out, and there's the links if you are interested in testing it. It's really neat and awesome, and I know there's a lot of people who are looking forward to having this functionality. So, please do the testing because they would love any feedback. Do we have any other announcements? Okay, not hearing anything. And I saw that Ryan was here, and there's Christine. Okay. So I'm going to start our topic with a little bit of background information, and just to make sure we're all kind of on the same page. And then I'll give Christine and Ryan a chance. If you want to say anything at that point, you can, you don't have to. And then we'll get started with the discussion. So suppression of records. We can talk about suppress from discovery today, but I think the bulk of our conversation is going to focus on staff suppress, which has not been or does not always work exactly how we want it to. I think this is one of those things where, in the beginning, it all sounded good in theory, but then once people actually got in and were using Folio on a daily basis, some things need to be changed. To everybody who uses staff suppress as staff suppress, I want you to be aware that there are other institutions for whom staff suppress, they don't really care about not letting their some staff get to certain records. This is going to be usually smaller institutions where everybody has access to everything, and that staff suppress is probably used more as a way to mark withdrawn and other inactive items just so they're not cluttering things up. And to the people who use staff suppressant that way, please be aware that there are institutions that use staff suppressant as stated, that they have certain records, that they have certain staff members that they don't want to be able to get to. So do be aware that it is used differently by different institutions. So as we're discussing this, we have to be aware of that. Also, when we start our discussion, we will start talking about suppression with inventory search, and then move on at some point to talking about it with inventory browse, because I do think those will be two separate things and require separate JIRAs and work. So we probably need to talk about them a little separately. And for those of you who are not yet on Sunflower, when you upgrade to Sunflower, staff suppressed is no longer automatically checked. And so if you're having issues with that, like on ransoms, that will be fixed in Sunflower. And so now, Christine or Ryan, anything you would like to comment on at this time?
Nothing for me. I think that was a good summary to get us up to this point. Thanks, Reagan.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, curious to hear people's thoughts.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you guys had the chance if needed. And okay, so I do have both Ransoms and Sunflower Bug Fest pulled up. So if people are wanting demos or wanting to know things, I do have that pulled up so we can see it. Otherwise, if anybody has a place they want to start, I have something if no one else does, but let's just get the conversation started. Okay. I kind of thought there would be some more people talking. My first thing, who's in chat, is that like one of the first things I think of that would just be one of the most obvious fixes is that staff suppress would still be an option on the instance record. But could we add the staff suppress filter to the holdings and item so that those things could still be found when people were wanting to? Jennifer.
Thanks for and sorry I got here a little late, but and I was trying to remember what was it about suppression that we had talked about. So thank you so much for explaining that. Yeah, because right now, if you go to items, it just nothing comes up. So, and I think if you search for an item that's on an instance that is staff suppressed. And I think the difficulty there is, sometimes you don't know, like, oh, is Folio acting up, or is it something else? And so it would be nice to have, like, those options or filters, on the holdings and item level, or maybe some sort of, like message saying, this is, this is attached to an instance that has been staff suppressed. Use the filter to make it visible or something like that. Sorry, yeah, maybe a better message than that or something. Yeah.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah, because sometimes you're like, am I not finding something because there's nothing there? Or am I not finding something because, yes, it's suppressed from some way? So I hadn't even thought of doing a message. But that's kind of an interesting thing to think of, that there is something, but due to your settings, you can't see it right now.
And a message might be really interesting, especially as we get into like a further like we have the mark for delete right now, but we're going to go, it's heading towards, a more permanent style of deletion. And who knows, maybe with tombstones or whatever. But with these different ways of how records no longer show up in inventory, having a message, actually, now that I brought it up, it might really be a great idea. So either, as you say, you don't have permissions to see this, or if you do have permission, saying, "Hey, warning, this is either suppressed in some way, or this has been deleted in some way." And if you have permissions to view the deleted tombstones, go see those or ask permissions to see it. That could be really interesting, I think.
Other comments, other suggestions of why just adding more filters would or would not work for you and your institution? That's a good note from Felix in chat about making sure that if we add it to remind people that it is the instance level that they're filtering on and not another level.
Sorry, I now see that we've done it on the holding search. Regan, could you click on it? So we have the first one is effective location, and then we have item. So maybe we could do it here the same. Because there is no staff suppress on holdings and item levels, so just want to avoid people getting confused what this filter is then looking for.
Yes. Jennifer.
I just said this is kind of a random question, but because normally, with inventory records, it's always like, the packet of three, what we do at the instance. I not always, but what we do at instance, it comes up on, the holdings and items or in some way, like electronic access, for example. That's at the instance level, the holdings level, and the item level. Does anyone know why the staff suppress was only developed for the instance and rather than the holdings and items? And it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that individually we can delete like an item record and we can delete like a holdings record. It was, does that have anything to do with that? Why that came about? At Sierra.
And say that would have to be like a Charlotte question maybe, or a Laura question, but I don't know that I saw Laura on here. People who've been around since the beginning.
Yeah. So it was a requirement for the instance record with staff suppress and yeah. If I remember correct, it was never discussed that there would be this interest in suppressing some holdings and some items. The idea with the staff suppress was to when it is you are cataloging a record and it's not yet done. So it's not that it's any secret, so but it was simply not ready for to display for your catalog.
Okay. Say, and I think it has grown out. I could see where there would be problems with doing staff suppress, like at holdings and items, because, like, what if you only picked the holdings record? But if you can't see the holdings record, then how do you get to the item record? And I think there could be some confusion there, but that is also certainly up for discussion of, do we need to add staff suppress to those levels or no? So, Sarah.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you. So going back to the idea of the message that Jennifer suggested, and I completely agree with Felix that we would have to make it really explicit that we're talking about the instance level, even though we're on a different segment. I like the message idea. I just wonder how we would ha I think we have to think it all the way through, right? Like, so sometimes you do a known item search, like a barcode search, and then that is one way of searching. But you can also have a search that then brings up many things or many items, or you're in browse. So would it be that the line would be kind of grayed, like a gray line that would just say, here is a thing that staff suppressed at the instance level, go figure it out? Or, you know, I'm joking in with the last bit, right? But that you would see the whole browse view and you would see that there is something there in between. You just can't see it because it's staff suppressed. Because I think we have to think of both views, so to speak, or
Yes, and that's and you're bringing up some things like that's what we kind of got into our problem with Ramsons is we're like, oh, well, let's just not make people have to look at all this stuff that they've marked staff suppress if they don't want to, and then we're like, oh, so that would be an interesting thing to think through, because it would be super easy for like barcode HRIDs, UUIDs that should only return one hit. But yes, how would that work in there were multiple hits? Don't know, but that's a good question to think about. Anyone else? I see there's a comment in chat from Amanda about problems if you can't see all the holdings and or items, and you might mark something like for deletion because you think everything's gone, but it's not. That is a very good point. Although hopefully, well, no, mark for deletion does not warn you that there's stuff attached.
And to add a little bit more on my comment, I could also see it leading to problems. Like if you were to, make changes to the bib record, but you have like a copy in special collections and it messes with work they've done or something like that. Or, a different location on at your institution, and you end up with kind of, I don't know, warring bib record changes or something like that.
Yeah. Ryan?
Thank you. I just wanted to chime in and ask if I was following along with the scenario here where you have applied the staff suppress filter when you're on the instance, and then you move over to holdings, and it seems that it's the filter is still being applied. And this is in Ramson's Bugfest. And you said, do you also have Sunflower open to confirm if you're still seeing the same behavior in Sunflower?
Yes, this is Sunflower, and you can see that staff suppress is not automatically checked. So, yeah, so that's like, so that's really what was causing like some of the biggest problems. Yeah, I was here in ransoms that this was here, and so it was automatically being applied no matter which thing you're on. But like, if you have something that the bib record is marked staff suppress and you search for it by barcode, even though you know it is there right now, there's no way to get to it in Sunflower. That's why they removed having that permanently marked, so that you can now still get to the item, assuming you have permissions to view staff suppressed things.
Okay, great. Thank you for walking through that, because in my head I was thinking, I believe we did make adjustments. The Spitfire team made adjustments in for Sunflower to address that auto
Yes.
application of the filter. And I believe maybe this is something you could test, and I don't want to take up too much time. I'd rather listen to other folks. But do you also see in Sunflower, if you were to apply the staff suppress, are you seeing the same behavior where you're not seeing any holdings or items, like it's being applied across the board? Or when you go to holdings and items, does it start with a fresh search?
I haven't really played around much. I'm going to pick something here. And oh, it does have a barcode. Okay, so that is staff suppressed. I currently have it marked here. If I come over to the item and search for that barcode, it is being found because since it's not, I guess since I changed, it doesn't care what I've marked here, because it's no longer permanently done. So, yes, and I think that is what we would expect to see at this point. However, I think people still have times and instances where either they're not wanting all of the, let me go back to this, like they're not necessarily wanting to see this. And so I think people would still like to be able to have those filters at the other levels. Especially, like I said, if you know you're at an institution where you really don't want people getting into those records, then I think the filters would still be applicable across the board. But I could be wrong, and that's why we're discussing this today. So, other questions, comments? Okay, so browse. And this is where we also might maybe need some more context from Christine over what browse can or cannot do. But currently, and I'm just doing this because I want something to show up in browse. Currently in browse, staff suppressed items show up, but then whenever like you click into a specific entry, well, currently in ransoms, the staff suppress would apply, and you can s apply the filter at this point, but there is currently no filter at this point. And I believe when this was brought up on Slack, it was the call number browse that was the most problematic, that when you were seeing items that were suppressed here in call number browse. Questions, comments, concerns on browse and suppression.
So just to make sure I understand, thank you, Reagan, for showing this. The expectation is nothing would show in browse if it was on an instance that's suppressed from staff.
I think that at least the person in Slack, I think that's what they were going for. But then the question becomes, can we or do we add a filter here so that if you did want to see those items, you could? And that's people who use browse. What is your opinion on this? Charlotte?
Yeah, so when I think back, so the whole idea with the staff suppress was that in general you should not see staff suppressed, but if you had the permissions to view staff suppress, then you would see it. And I'd say that would count for this as well. So 90% of your library staff would probably not see it, but the catalogers who might work with this and be able to view these suppressed records, they should of course see it also in browse. I don't think there should be a difference.
Yeah. And I think there is some question, because like I said, our like in our library, most of our stuff that is marked staff suppressed has been withdrawn. And so it's not, again, that we're necessarily trying to hide it from, oh, we don't want people editing it. It's more of it's withdrawn. We don't really care about the record most of the time, but occasionally we do need to look at those or see. And so, I mean, I do think it would kind of be nice to have the filters here. So it would be, if you have permission to see them, you could either view them or not as your project desired. But again, if anyone wants to convince me I'm wrong or that that's not a good idea, please share. Okay. I thought there would be a little more discussion today. Is there anything else with suppression that, even if it's like pie in the sky, that you would like to see, or anything else that is causing issues for people in your library because of either current functionality or lack of current functionality? Jennifer.
Maybe this is pie in the sky, but so Sarah and I work, in the same five college environment, and we found someone who just kind of marked something as staff suppressed, but two other schools actually do have the item, and I'm wondering it'd be really interesting to have like a report to say, what instance have been like staff suppressed, but there are still holdings and items that aren't like suppressed from discovery attached to that instance. Because I mean, I mean, this is a report, but that would be an interesting report to have, I would think. Or even, yes, I'll start there.
That's well, and actually, that brings up two things because I'm like, I'm not even in a consortium, and I would kind of like that report. I was working on something the other day, and I just randomly came across like six items that had been marked suppressed for like no reason at all, and don't know who did it and don't know why. So that would be an interesting report. And then you also bring up consortium. And I really don't know about like ECS at all. So someone else would have to speak to this. But what happens, yeah, if you have something that like one library wants to suppress this record, but another library doesn't, how does that mess things up or not?
Yeah, and you might have to have the report like at the main level of ECS, and then one for each tenant of the ECS as well. Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work.
Anybody else?
Just an additional comment. I'm wondering if, especially maybe not suppression, but also looking into how we handle deletes. And, so the data import SIG talked about deletion of holdings and items. And one thing that came out of the conversation was currently we don't know if this, if you delete an item or a holding, is that a hard delete? And whether, there is a use case for kind of having a tombstone. And if we have tombstones, will it be the case that we need to search deleted tombstones, for example? So I don't know. DI was going to bring this up with App Interaction SIG, but maybe that's a discussion, here as well, because it's not suppression, but it is kind of a different way of, records leaving inventory.
Yes, I think there would be a lot of similar things of it would be something that maybe not everybody has permissions for, but then the people who do, yeah, how do you get to them and how do you, if you're not wanting to see them, how do you not see them? So that is a very good point. And if that is a topic people think we need to discuss here, we can definitely add it to an agenda. And Felix.
Hey Regan, just coming back to the point that you mentioned to give a list of items that are suppressed for discovery, but the instance is not stuff suppressed. So maybe can I take over screen share for a sec? Yep. So I'm wondering if this is something that would help you here. I was just going to full your snapshot. And here in the Lists app, you can combine a query on, where can I edit it? Here, you can say, give me all the items where suppress from discovery is false, and all the ins but the instance stuff suppress is true. But I'm not sure if this is then focusing on a connection, so the item has to belong to a holdings that is linked to this instance. So that's where I'm not really sure. Does anybody know the Lisp set better than I do?
I would assume that it would have to be connected, right? Or I don't know, maybe that's something we can ask, because Kathleen isn't on the call, right? No. So maybe we can bring that back to Kathleen. Yeah, thanks for showing that, Felix.
And maybe if you can test it on your own data set, then yeah, you can prepare a test case and see if that works as expected.
Okay. Other questions, comments, concerns? So anything with suppress from discovery that's been giving people issues? Okay. Well, I hope maybe this gave Christine and Ryan some ideas about what we're kind of thinking and looking at, and that and I guess I don't know if we're ready for Jira's or not, and I guess just kind of let us know what you think next steps are, and we will get those figured out. Jennifer, you want to do your reports?
Sure thing. Oh, and I forgot Bella. Oopsie. So Product Council met, and let me put in the link to your Product Council. We had housekeeping, but the big topic was review of new functionality, which is, let me, I'll put this link in there as well, which was inventory import a new admin module for mod inventory update. And I should go to the slides, which I have as well. So basically, this new functionality is being developed in collaboration with Index Data and GBV to really kind of connect to a union catalog. So the Germans work with, oh, what is it? It's Pika Plus, and a very old version of OCLC that can work with Pika Plus. Data import is very much Mark focused right now. So this new functionality really enables that connection to their union catalog. So I recommend it's actually really nicely laid out, especially in those slides that I just posted. So I recommend you taking a look, and if you're interested in how they've done this, or maybe it might fit something that you're doing at your library, you can definitely reach out. Felix is one person. Charlotte Witt is another one. You can reach out and ask questions about this. And so I guess Charlotte and Felix are here. I don't know if you want to say anything more about that. I mean, just presented, but.
So maybe we can do a demo one day for the MM6 if you are interested. But I will say otherwise, look at the recording, and Felix is the star of the day because he did an awesome demo of the current tool we have, the Harvester admin. But with the new work, we will have everything in the folio. A code. So the legacy harvester is to be kicked out, and then everything is handled in mod inventory update and inventory import. But Felix's demo of how the admin tool is to be this control center where you simply can monitor your work, your jobs, is that is what inventory import is to all include as well.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte. Yeah, and it might be worth having, excuse me, a demo, just because it's a different approach to import. That is really nice to see.
So it's a, you can say the underlying technology is different from data import, and the way you run your import jobs is also a different way. So it's, so we were asked in the meeting with the PC if it was replacing data import, and that's not the case at all. But it is a different way to achieve import of records into inventory. But inventory import has not the at least not at the moment. It's not pushing any MARC records to SIS. So data import is MARC and SIS import.
Great, thank you. All right, so and that gave me a little time to find the Bella notes and the data import link as well. Yay. So for bulk edit, as part of the meeting calming, this working group is making a decision of whether to meet monthly, once a month or not. And it does look like they will meet once a month, maybe on the third Tuesday. But that will be announced next week, and I'll announce it here. In the last meeting, we looked at modifications to the remove all action on MARC records bulk edit form. So there is proposed changes to insert new options so that it's just much clearer what you're removing. Are you removing the field or are you removing the subfield? So it's much clearer now. And so if you want to see that, there's a demo. If you go to those notes, you can see that. So also with the Are You Sure form, so you've already put in your changes, then it asks you in a new kind of pop-up, Are You Sure in bulk edit? So now with MARC, the MARC format will be, there's a preview and you can click the window, Yes, confirm these changes. So again, to see those changes, you can just go off to the Bella bulk edit meeting notes. Then we had a Trillium UAT feedback, and that is all documented again in those notes. For data import, we met this week, which yes, sorry, someone was going by. We looked at UX Prod 5293 enhancements to data import logs. So our PO Ryan Taylor is going to kind of create work items that are a little more manageable to chunk up this epic, just because we have a lot going on with enhancements to our logs. And then we had a new topic, which was delete holdings and items in batch. This was an interesting conversation because we felt that there was a lot more involved than just data import. There were, the connections between items and circulation, items and perhaps finance with like a lost and paid or requests, that this really merited a larger discussion with people from a whole, many different areas. So we were going to bring that to the cross-app group. Our next meeting is our SIG workshop meeting, which will be focused on testing the same action being used multiple times in one job and the same match being used multiple times in the same job. And that is it on my end, unless there are questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Jennifer. And Felix, Verify this for me that we are definitely not meeting next week, but we will be meeting the 19th with our new every other week, or every first and third week schedule, I should say.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so unless anybody has anything real quick, you get 16 minutes back, and we will see everybody in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.